Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. The wise ones know the truth about living in the moment. I'm not very good at it. There are times, though, when I am in the present moment. Some researchers would call it being in the flow, or being in the zone. What they mean by that is that we are so caught up in what we are doing that nothing else matters. Researcher Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi said, quote, "The happiest people spend much time in a state of flow, the state in which people are so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. The experience itself is so enjoyable that people will do it even at great cost for the sheer sake of doing it," end quote. Great athletes do this, and that's why they perform so well. They're in the zone. Great writers do this. They slip into the zone and words flow out of them as if Mozart were writing another piece of music. My mother would go into the zone when she baked cookies or she made meatballs. That's all she thought about. Nothing could disturb her. She was in her special place. I think it's happened to all of us. It's those times when we're not in the zone where life can torment us. Any stimuli can send us into the past. And who knows what memories it will dig up. They could be great memories, or they could be memories that drag us down into depression. Any stimuli could cast us into the future, and we can be filled with hope or dread. One way to survive these moments is to become aware of when they are happening. Since we are not living in the present moment when those times happen, and if we are aware they are happening, we have a special way of defending ourselves against them. Much like an antibiotic we might get from a doctor, we have a power to think a different thought. It is impossible for our minds to hold two thoughts at the same time. Sometimes if I wake up in the middle of the night and one of these thoughts that I don't want decides to talk to me, you know what I mean. If I become aware of what's happening, I will think of something very peaceful. Initially, there seems to be a tug of war going on in my mind between the thought I don't want and the thought that I do want. Every time the thought that I don't want pops back up in my mind, I bring the other thought back. It's not long before I'm back to sleep. One of the things we can do to help us get through the tough times of grieving is to discover those activities where we go into the zone and feel as if we're in a flow and having an almost out-of-body experience. If we do more of this, we'll have less of those other moments that can drag us down into the pits. There are a couple of the things that I do that work for me. I am in the zone when I am exercising. I think of nothing else but the exercise. It could be weights, or it could be using an elliptical machine. I am in the zone when I'm working on my blog or working on my podcast. I don't think of anything else but what I am doing. I'm in the zone when I am cooking my dinner. I truly enjoy cooking, and I find it meditative. I'm like a symphony conductor, and preparing the meal is the music experience I am creating. You see, there are multiple ways of getting into the zone. There are multiple ways in which we can escape from being dragged into the past or forced into a future that creates anxiety for us. A favorite poem of mine is Life is Fine by Langston Hughes. I printed this poem and it hangs on my refrigerator and has for several years. I like to read it every now and then because it reminds me, although death took someone away from me, it will not stop me from enjoying life. As Langston Hughes says in one line in the poem, "But for living, I was born." Here is his poem. "I went down to the river. I sat down on the bank. I tried to think but couldn't, so I jumped in and sank. I came up once and I hollered. I came up twice and cried. If that water hadn't been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water. It was cold. I took the elevator, 16 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby and thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. If it hadn't have been so high, I might have jumped and died. But it was high up there. It was high. So since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love, but for living I was born. Though you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry, I'll be dogged, sweet baby, if you're going to see me die. Life is fine, fine as wine. Life is fine. Remember, never quit, never give up. Life is fine, fine as wine. Good things are coming your way, and you know it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.